Letters to Daniel, Volume 1. Letter 09. Collegiate Level Training and Introduction to Warfare. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011. In the 8th month, on the 5th day of the 8th month.
Psalm 119, Aleph. Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong, they walk in his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees! Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. Beth, how can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word.
Now we have the finest food and equipment, the best spirit, and the best men in the world. You know, my God, I actually pity those poor bastards we're going up against. By God, I do. We're not just going to shoot the bastards. We're going to cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks. We're going to murder those lousy Hun bastards by the bushel. Now, some of you boys, I know, are wondering whether or not you'll chicken out under fire. Don't worry about it. I can assure you that you will all do your duty. The Nazis are the enemy. Wade into them. Spill their blood. Shoot them in the belly. When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face, you'll know what to do. Now, there's another thing I want you to remember. I don't want to get any messages saying that we are holding our position. We're not holding anything. Let the Hun do that. We are advancing constantly, and we're not interested in holding on to anything except the enemy. We're going to hold on to him by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like crap through a goose.
Dear Dan, there are two other things I need to bring up that occurred along with the summer of 73. Firstly, both before and after the events that transpired in the summer of 73, I was, quote, sent to college, unquote, twice. This occurred while I was finishing my 8th grade year in junior high school and then at the beginning of the 9th grade. Here's how this happened. My mom had discovered something called the Seminar in Basic Youth Conflicts, run by a guy named Bill Gothard. She went once and really liked it, so she saved up some money to pay for the pastor of the church we attended, and she wanted me to go too, so she saved up even more money and paid for us both. The seminars, if I recall, ran for a week, with the weekday seminars occurring after work / school and all day on Saturday. The first time I went was in the spring at the end of my 8th grade year, and the second time I went was in the fall at the beginning of my 9th grade year. Both happened in 1973, when I was 14. It turned out that after paying for the seminar the first time, one became an alumnus and could go to any subsequent seminars at no further cost. It just so happened that in the fall of that year, some college-age students at church were going, so I asked if I could ride along. Yet another adventure. Cool. I learned a lot at those seminars and had fun going, but especially I remember Gothard's emphasis on authority and obedience thereto. That training has stayed with me to this day and was a key factor in one of the most recent attacks from the enemy just a few months ago, as he tried to take advantage of my obedience to that doctrine to dislodge me from my current place of employment. But I will write about that at the appropriate time.
You may go no further. You will not enter Gondor.
Who are you to deny us passage?
Legolas, fire a warning shot past the bosun's ear.
Mind your aim.
Oh! Watch it, right? We warn you. Prepare to be warned. Warded by you and whose army?
This army.
Now the armies of the living God are gathered in the clouds. The captain leads them out against the foe. Dipped in blood, on his head are many crowns, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like the flame of fire, he rides a great white horse, and his name is called the Word of God. Devil's army down with the sharp two-edged sword, for he is King of kings and Lord of lords. Alleluia, glory to his name. Alleluia to his name.
The second thing is something that occurred at a small convenience store called Yakapaw, about 8 miles east of Redmond on the Redmond Falls City Highway. It was not far from the house I grew up in. I remember being at the store with a friend in the same grade level, so we were both in the 8th grade and 14 at the time. My friend smoked and would try to purchase tobacco whenever he could. So there at the store, he asked the clerk if he could purchase a package of Topps cigarette tobacco. The clerk looked at him and decided that he looked too young for tobacco and said no. Then the clerk said to my friend, "I'll sell it to him," referring to me since I was standing right next to my friend at the checkout counter during this exchange. Now, while this dialogue was going on, I was oblivious as I was thinking about something else. So when my friend started asking me if I would buy his tobacco for him, I had to ask, "What?" After he again told me what he wanted, I understood many things all at once, i.e., the Holy Spirit gave me gifts of knowledge. I understood that, one, what my friend was asking was wrong, illegal since he was a minor, Two, the clerk wanted to make the sale and would sell to me because I looked older, but that would be wrong also in that I was the same age as my friend. Three, that the clerk was attempting to circumnavigate what would have been his own guilty conscience if he sold tobacco to one who looked less to be a minor than one who did. Four, satanic forces were there promoting the whole thing. Five, I could choose not to participate, which I did. I said no. My friend was somewhat flabbergasted at my unwillingness to make the purchase and tried to get me to change my mind as we were leaving the store. And while I knew all the things listed above, I did not know how to articulate them. But these words came out of my mouth in response to his lobbying effort. There's a war going on. So, Dan, that event was what I believe to be my first objective, evidentiary exposure to spiritual warfare. Blessings.
Now, there's one thing that you men will be able to say when you get back home, and you may thank God for it. 30 years from now, when you're sitting around your fireside with your grandson on your knee, and he asks you, what did you do in the great World War II? You won't have to say, well, I shoveled shit in Louisiana. All right, now you sons of bitches, you know how I feel. I will be proud to lead you wonderful guys into battle anytime, anywhere. That's all.